This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are out of touch. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats are out of touch. There was a time, perhaps, when Democrats could actually tap into the pulse of America, when they looked at the worker and said, you know, you're being worked too hard by these capitalists. We need to implement some rules. Now, they implemented rules, unfortunately, that hurt black folks. To keep black people from being part of the union, from making a fair wage, from having jobs. But they did care about the people to some degree. When they started institutions and or organizations that looked at people as citizens and said, look, we've got to institute rules that protect citizens. Now, Democrats didn't protect blacks, and Democrats didn't care a whole lot about women, but, you know, they at least had some semblance of care. You know, you could look at them and say, well, they are caring at least for somebody, mostly white folks. Then there came a time when they lost touch with the pulse of America and they decided, you know what, we no longer have the ability to influence tap into that pulse anymore, so let's influence it. They could then set the pulse of America. They had everything in place. They had Hollywood, they had entertainment, they had the media, so they set the pace. And many of us, we fell for it. Many of us became social justice warriors and started saying things like, well, I'm a fiscal conservative, but I'm a social liberal, and so on and so forth. And you got it twisted because you thought, well, maybe I don't like gays. Maybe I don't like blacks. Maybe I don't like Latinos. Maybe I am a little bit biased against women. Maybe I do need to soften my stance on, you know, illegal immigration and Muslims and all this. And you got sucked in. Because you were made to feel bad about who you are. That's what they did. And they bombarded you. They bombarded you. And I'll just use gays as an example. They gave you a lot of gay TV. They started giving you gay commercials. People in entertainment started singing about gays. The LGBT community finally got their gay president, Barack Obama. Now, but it happened before this. All this is over a period of time. And suddenly you find yourself going, well, I mean, gays are mainstream. Sure, maybe they are. But here's what you forgot. You forgot that we never really cared. Sure, there are zealots out there. He's so gay, I'm never going to have a gay son. I'm never going to do this or that. Yeah, there's somebody on every extreme. And then there's somebody that wants the entire world to be gay on the other side of the spectrum. But the vast majority of people never question your sexuality. Never care. Because they don't have to. They don't. And any more than... it's strange to me to see a man and a woman kiss in public. It's just as strange to me to see a man and a man or a woman and a woman. I'm just saying. In the military, they call it public display of affection. I don't even know if you can hold hands in the military if you're a couple. But the point is, I don't worry about a person's sexuality. The ticket taker at my movie theater, are you gay? I don't want you being the person that gives out tickets to my film Bleeding Blue. Because you're gay. Nobody thinks about it. The Democrats want us to think about transsexuals, and so then we have to determine, oh my gosh, well, what if they need their new bathrooms? And then nobody asks the question, well, what were they doing of all the years up to this point? Transgender. Nobody cared about where the transgender were going to the bathroom until somebody wanted to make it an issue. So the Democrats were setting the pulse of what we were supposed to feel. But now they have no idea what America feels. And this is why they constantly get it wrong these days. See, when an illegal girl is when an illegal kills a girl who's jogging, the Democrats side with the illegal. Now, I don't want to paint an iconic picture, but I want you to think about a 17, 20-year-old girl, something like that, college-age girl. She's out for a jog. You know, she's got her headphones on, and she's just feeling nature, and she's running through a park or wherever. And Man, I mean, just an iconic image. Beautiful girl out there for a jog, exercising, breathing in fresh air in Iowa cornfield country, whatever. And an illegal spots her and says, hey, I want to talk to her. And so he harasses her. And then when she doesn't give him the answers that he wants, he kills her. And the left sides with that. I mean, I want you to just remember that iconic imagery that I just talked to you about. Dems believe that that murder only proves that the illegal should be there. They say things like, oh, well, she would have wanted him to not have to go to prison. That's the way she was. I don't even remember her name now because the Democrats don't want me to remember it. Democrats are offended, folks, when the leader of our country stands up for tax-paying citizens because he wants NATO, our allies, to pay their bills. Pay your way. They're mad when he stands up to countries who've amassed fortunes by screwing us in trade deals. They're mad at him when he stands up to murderous regimes like Iran and North Korea. They're mad at him when he stands up to black thugs in protecting our flag and our national anthem and honoring our veterans and our police who have the hardest job in the world to do. Because let me tell you something. We wouldn't miss the NFL, but we'd dadgum skippy miss our police and our veterans. Democrats have offended most of America these days, and they wonder why they're going to get their butts kicked in November. I mean, I want you to think about everything that I just told you, and then look at what they did with John McCain's funeral. A spectacle. Little more than an anti-Trump, pro-Democrat political rally. And they should be embarrassed. Do you think the average Democrat that's on the fence looked at that and went, oh my gosh, they're right. Boy, John McCain's supposed to be a Republican icon, and he's got more. That was the funeral of a Democrat elitist that you watched. And what about Aretha Franklin? A spectacle. The best tweet I saw on that was, who brought a coffin to the roast? A room full of pimps, if I've ever seen one. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Farrakhan, Bill Clinton. You couldn't have a better pimp convention if you planned it. And then John Cardillo, he tweeted, to prove Trump lacks civility and propriety, the GOP and the left used the funerals of McCain and Franklin as vitriolic political bully pulpits. Now, The Hill reported that President Trump was golfing during McCain's service. Because what was he supposed to do? He's supposed to be all sensitive and sitting by the TV watching it from his TV? What did they expect? McCain, Mr. Reach Across the Aisle, did not bring his VP or ask the president to go. The Democrats won't know what hit him, folks. And this is the very reason why.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Omarosa is no longer in the news. There's a reason for that. She's irrelevant. She always has been. The only thing that made her relevant was Donald Trump. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, where we tell you the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, even when it hurts us. Trust me, we all got a little bit of something, you know, that we don't want to deal with. And you have to face these. And they're not lies to yourself, but they may be. Maybe you think you're more handsome than you are. Maybe you think you're doing better at your job than you really are. Maybe you think you're a better father, a better lover, whatever, than you really are. You compensate in ways. You tell yourself what you want to hear. Maybe it's an affirmation. Maybe you've been taught to look in the mirror. I am smart. I am handsome. I am gorgeous. I am all of that in a bag of chips. But there's something inside of you going, no, not really. That's not. Face the truth. Hey, I got a question for you. Omarosa, out of the news, but I want to ask you this. How do you think her book sales did the next week? Because they were through the roof. She sold 30-something thousand books. My first book, maybe we sold that many overall. She sold that many in a week. She was all over the talk shows, the bell of the ball. Everybody wanted them some Omarosa. They wanted, you know, I was going to say some cream with their coffee, but she ain't cream. She's kind of a chocolate. She's a dark chocolate. But yeah, they wanted some Omarosa on that show, man. They needed some color, some flavor. So they all got Omarosa. And Omarosa said Donald Trump is unhinged. He's mentally unstable. He uses the N-word. He's a misogynist. All these different things. And man, they couldn't wait to get this girl on. A week ago. When's the last time you saw her? I haven't seen hide nor hair, as they would say in the country, of Omarosa. Let me ask you, book sales. You think they went up? You think they went down? What do you guys think? Down. Of course they went down, because why would I be talking about it, right? Yeah. So they went down. But the question is, how far? How far did they drop? How fast? How far? They dropping fast. My uncle would say, man, that book dropping faster than a prostitute's panty on nickel night. I'm going to slow that down because Ebonics people didn't hear it. Than a prostitute's panties on nickel night. I know. Oh, come on, Kev. It's PG-13. Get out of here, folks. Loosen up. Don't be so sanctimonious. Yeah, but dropping fast. Unhinged is the name of her book. A memoir of her time in the Trump White House has fallen off 40% since the book debuted. Now, look, books do have a tendency to drop, but I will tell you, my first week, we did okay. My second week, my book surged. My third week, my first month, we went up week after week after week. First week, slow open. Boom, boom, boom. My first royalty check was $32,000. That doesn't sound like a lot, but you got to sell a lot of books to get $32,000. All right? And the next month, my book, I made $2,000. That's when I knew I was a book salesman. But Omarosa, I don't know what she got her advance. That's all she cared about. Omarosa's like, I got my advance. I wrote a book. I did my public, speaking tour. They're going to keep her out there. They're going to pimp her. Don't worry about it. They're going to try to get their money back. Those publishers are going, oh, no. So if the book's $25 and they sold 30,000, should we do the math? Let's go ahead and do the math. If the book is $25 a piece, which it, probably is, times, and let's just say 30,000 for even numbers, then they made $750,000. Now, what they would hope, let's say they gave her $1 million advance. If the book sales fell off by a percentage, 40%, so she still ends up with 60% of 750,000, well, that's another $400,000. So she's paid back the publisher. If it falls off again, and it will, then they'll do okay. They may get their money back and then make another $500,000 to $1 million. That's good. Good for everybody, except Omarosa, because her career is over. Oh, yeah, gone like a turkey through the cone. Her career is over. Would you hire Omarosa in any company in any capacity? I'm just asking. Would you? Would you trust her? Omarosa is not going to be a worker bee. You get what I'm saying? Omarosa is like, oh, no. I work for the president. I have been on a reality show. She's not going to be a worker bee. She has to have access to the top. Tell me, leftist or rightist, who would want access, who would give her access to the top? Wow. I can only speak for myself. Look, when you, there's a part, a place you can be in a company, middle management, where you can have the type of personality of Omarosa. It's sad, but you can exist in an environment like that. But there comes a point where you reach a plateau in the company where they want loyalty. They want to know you're in it to win it, and reputations matter. And many people know what I'm talking about. You get, for example, my level of sales when I was doing management consulting, you're going from company to company. People would test you. They'll say things like, well, Kevin, I know you guys deal with a lot of the biggest companies in the world. What's Caterpillar doing? Like it'll be some other manufacturer like John Deere. will say, what's Caterpillar doing? And you say, well, first of all, I won't tell you what Caterpillar's doing because it happens to be one of my clients. But what I can tell you is this. I have hundreds of clients. We understand what it takes to make those clients run the most efficient and the most effective to get them into the fourth quadrille, which is the, again, maximum efficiency and maximum effectiveness. That's what we've learned from all of our clients. And we're going to bring that expertise to you. But I would never, repeat, never share with you what Caterpillar is doing for what you're doing. And by the way, what you're doing is a different process. And we're going to help you refine your process as it takes to get you into that same fourth quadrille. That they would test you. They want to know, are you going to tell people about this, what we do? Particularly if they do something bad. They really want to know you can be trusted. And let me tell you, you better make sure everybody you bring into that meeting understands the serious nature of don't you say a word. Loose lips sink ships. And that's how you get a reputation of being a stellar dude. And people want to bring you in and say, hey, you bring Kevin in. It's like this one VP of manufacturing said about me. He goes, I can count on this guy. And he wasn't specific. It didn't matter what he needed. Kevin, can you come by and do such and such? Bill, I can't get by there until 2:15, but I'll be there by 2:15. I'll be there at 2:15. Does that work for you? Okay, see you then. And he knew. Be out in the lobby, give it to me, whatever you needed, I would be there. That's what they're looking for. Omarosa, not the type. Book sales falling, life falling, you'll watch it spiral out of control soon enough. That's what leftists do.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings are continuing this afternoon. Texas Senator Ted Cruz delivered his opening remarks.
Most Americans, and I know the overwhelming majority of Texans, want judges who will follow the law and will not impose their policy preferences on the rest of us, and who will be faithful to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Justices who will uphold fundamental liberties like free speech, like religious liberty, like the Second Amendment.
And just about 2,000 miles away from where that hearing is going on, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey had a major announcement regarding Senator John McCain's Senate seat.
As I contemplated who could best serve our state in the U.S. Senate, I kept coming back to one name and one person, John Kyle.
Kyle will hold the seat until 2020 when a special election is held. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, I'm going to talk about the DeSantis monkey comment here in a minute. Why didn't he get the benefit of the doubt, Michael?
Why didn't DeSantis get the benefit of the doubt?
The assumption was that he was that he didn't misspeak, that it was 100% a racial dog whistle. What,
why?
Is it because he's connected to Trump? He didn't get the benefit of the doubt for many people, including Fox News.
Because he's connected to Trump is because it's how white folks talk about black men who are successful.
Let's hear the whole thing, just so people can hear it. I think it's important. Because I want to hear, do we have the part of, I hope we have we have a longer version of the bite that gets at exactly what you're saying here. Here it is.
You know, he is an articulate spokesman for those far left views, and he's a charismatic candidate. And, you know, I watched those Democrat debates, and none of that was my cup of tea, but I mean, he performed better than the other people there. So we've got to work hard to make sure that we continue Florida going in a good direction. Let's build off the success we've had on Governor Scott. The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda with huge tax increases and bankrupting the state. That is not going to work. That's not going to be good for Florida. So I'm going to fight for what I believe in, because I think I'm the guy who can really lead Florida in a good direction.
What'd you hear?
I heard that he's articulate. He performs well. You know, he's checking off those boxes. Why do you have to describe him that way?
Oh, my goodness. I was all over radio talking about this comment. It drives me batty, needless to say. Monkeying around, monkey it up, monkey business, monkey, what? There's got to be 5,000 monkeys, and monkey see, monkey do, right? It's all, what, a racial dog whistle? By the way, Barack Obama said the identical thing. Nobody said a word. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So you're listening to KJRadio.com. I'm just monkeying around a little bit. You know. What was something about apes? Didn't we come up with something about apes? There's a saying, you know. Oh, aping means mimicking. But there was a saying like, he's aping about, or I can't remember. We were talking about it earlier off air. What other sayings is it that we can't say? What are the things that conjure up racism, like you people? Remember when Ross Perot said you people, and they were like, well, what do you mean you people? He meant you people, I'm the audience, you people, people I'm talking to. Oh, and suddenly you people has become racist. You know what else has become racist? I just found this out the other day. Working class. The working class of America. The working people. That's some black dude sent me a note on Twitter. Oh, that's code word for no black people. I'm like, really? I go, I consider myself working class, so when I hear it, I think I'm part of it. Unless you're a lazy, shiftless bum, then you can take offense. But if I hear working class, I go, yeah, he's talking about me. He's talking about getting my class, my people money back. My people a tax break. Working class. You know what's so bad is that it's too many. First of all, I was on John Gibson's show. I wish I, maybe we'll get the clip. I'll play the clip. Do we have it? We might have it. Anyway, John is telling me off air, Kevin, why are Republicans making me defend them when they say stupid stuff? And I go, what did he say that was stupid, John? And he was, you know, went on, oh, Kevin, I mean, come on, man. I go, John, what could he have said? I know he could have picked a lot of words, but whatever he picked, it's just a matter of time before they paint him as a racist, and then they throw Trump in there.
Donald Trump needs to say something about this or else he's a racist.
And if you don't say something about Donald Trump saying about it, then you're a racist. And let me ask you, are you folks sick of being called racist? Because I'm sick of you. I'm sick of watching you be called racist. They call me Uncle Tom, Sambo, Scoot, you know, Coon, all kinds of stuff. And not a leftist will stand up, but let some dude allude to using a colloquialism that we all know. It isn't like you monkeying around, monkey business, monkey this, a monkey wrench. We say it all the time. But here's what's most insulting. What's most insulting to me is that somebody wants black people to believe that every time they hear monkey, that they're being ridiculed.
They say, monkey, you black people are gonna, ooh, you got to be all mad.
Look, I have never in my life thought of myself as a monkey. Now, I'll tell you what I have thought of. I've thought, you know what? Human beings, we are very close to being monkeys. Yeah, we are. Our DNA is very different, just slightly different than a monkey's. We are very close to being monkeys. But I have never, not one time in my life, thought of a monkey and went, oh, you're talking about me. I call more black people porch monkeys than anybody. Because you know why? Because I remember my grandparents having to see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. These little monkeys that we had on a panel. And they just reminded me, when we would go sit out, when people would sit on the porch, it reminded me of those people. So I call them porch monkeys. But I call anybody that's lazy up, well, you shut up, porch monkey. I call many people that. What are you talking about? That is insulting that someone would want me to believe that a statement made by DeSantis means he's a monkey. And let me tell you something, means that black people are a monkey. What that is a desperation move. I want you to understand what it is. That is the left's desperation. That guy can't win. He won't win in a million years. DeSantis will win whatever seat he's running for. Is he running for governor? Whatever he's running for, he'll win. They need some, it's a desperate throw. And they're trying to throw something that they think is going to stick across the board. And here's what you got to do. DeSantis has to say, I'm not apologizing for anything. The idea that someone would even think that I was accusing that, calling that man a monkey is ridiculous to me. And you need to check yourselves. How dare you? You bunch of racists. Now, if DeSantis comes out forcefully and says that, because they asked Donald Trump, you know, have you heard about DeSantis saying this? And I didn't even get the clip yet. But if I were President Trump, I'm sure he's like, why would I have heard that?
Well, are you going to comment about it?
For what? What should I comment about? And I hope the president says, look, there, I know Ron DeSantis isn't a racist. He didn't mean it that way in any other way. But let me tell you, the people who want to think of it that way, that's who you need to examine. That's what everybody needs to say.
They said, even Fox News has, you know, was wondering about this.
Fox News is wondering about what? Somebody explain to me, what is Fox News wondering about? Suddenly, in one comment, he's a racist. I keep coming back to this, folks. That guy, the kid, who's a NASCAR driver, whose dad used the N-word 30 years ago before this man was even born, and he used it in a context that he thought was okay, and he gets no pass. So the son loses a contract. If that's the world you want, continue to ignore all this stuff. Because that's the world you're going to get, is a world where the left beats you up at every turn. I don't know about you, I'm done with it. I'm done with it for you. I completely chastise, I berated anyone who would dare say something negative about DeSantis on this. And I hope I do more media on it, because I'm going to be forceful about it. The only people who think that way are racist. And that's why Democrats are so quick to run to it. Because not only are the black race, if a black person thinks that way, that is the lowest form of human that you can imagine. Somebody who would actually think of themselves as a monkey. I've monkeyed around. I've had some monkey business. I've thrown a monkey wrench or two and blah, 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 blah. But I am no doggone monkey. I'm all 100% human being. And I know it. And I can look, that there are people that look like they're pets. Have you seen those people? Especially the ones with them bug eyes that look like Pekingese. But I don't think of them as dogs. If you're lean and elegant, I don't think of you as an Afghan or a giraffe. I just go, she has the carriage of a giraffe. What kind of nonsense would, I'm just saying, I want you to just imagine what animal you could be compared to as a white person, that you would be that's offensive. People get called snakes. Men, how many times are men? What do we call women? They will call you a snake in a minute. Look at that snake. He's such a snake. Or a weasel. You ever get called a weasel? He's a weasel. Or a fox. You ever get called a fox? If you call the fox and you're a dude, it's because you're slick. If you call the fox and you're a woman, it's because you're hot. But nobody thinks of you as a fox. They think of you as a hottie. If you go, if in the community, the black folks community, if you say, man, that chick is a fox. Everybody knows what you're talking about. People don't go, look at you calling her a vixen. Calling her a dog, a canine. If you say, man, that dude acts like a monkey. You're saying he's silly. You're not saying he's black. How degrading. Chuck Todd and Michael Steele. Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started on Michael Steele. This guy calls himself a Republican? Why didn't he get the benefit of that? That's how white folks talk about black folks who are successful. No, Michael Steele. That's how leftists, Democrat progressives talk about people who are successful. Like Max Kellerman, who said Tiger Woods was stupid for daring to have an opinion that differed from Max Kellerman. That's where your racists are. Don't be bringing it over here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It is John Gibson, Ron DeSantis.
The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up.
And, of course, the reaction.
When you say monkey in reference to an African-American, he might as well have just said the N-word. Donald Trump needs to condemn this. DeSantis needs to immediately apologize and or drop out of the race. I'm going to be very, very clear about that. This is absolutely racist.
Well, I take Rick Tyler's position. It's just one of those incredibly stupid things to say.
It did come out of his mouth. It was colossally stupid.
Colossally stupid. Okay, so Kevin Jackson joins me now. He's a Fox News contributor and national radio host here on the GCN Network, founder of the BlackSphere.net and author of Race Pimping, and the producer of the upcoming film Bleeding Blue. That's coming in September. We'll have him back on for that movie, which is right around the corner. So, Kevin, you know, my take is probably a little bit different than other people's. I get so weary of defending people like DeSantis who say things when they ought to know that the social media, social justice crowd is a mob that will drag you to the social media guillotine when you say something like this. So, you know, just wise up, don't say it.
Yeah, we differ, John. I believe that people say things that, you know, we've grown up with colloquialisms. What if he said, well, this guy, you know, he's throwing a monkey wrench into the whole thing. Was that going to be offensive?
Yes, yes.
I mean,
yes.
There's so many things that you could say that are meant to offend the left. And so what you're telling us, John, when you have that type of a view, is that your First Amendment rights to just speak up is something that you want him to go away from. It's ridiculous. The second part of it, and this is what I find most offensive, is that there's a group of people out there that anytime they hear the word monkey or ape or something like that, then they immediately associate the comment with somebody black. Now, had Barack Obama said, you know, we don't need Donald Trump over here monkey with a bunch of monkey business, nobody would have said a word.
He did say that. He did say that, and nobody did say a word, yes.
Exactly. I was going to tell you, he said it. So anybody that disagrees with me, you can go look it up. The point is, it's a double standard. And what it's meant to do is keep America off tilt, you know, or I should say on tilt, so that every time you're saying something, you got to watch your words. You could give up to give an impromptu speech, and if there's one black guy in the room and you use the word monkey, it's about him. That is patently insulting. That is the racism that we experience. And every person, every single person that has responded to this and said, oh, he was referring to this Gillum as a monkey, is a racist themselves, because there's no way that he could make that reference that I, as a strong black man, would go, oh my God, well, he's talking about me, because you all know we colored folks, we's a bunch of monkeys. I would have just said, well, you know, you can talk about throwing a monkey wrench or being monkey business, but I'm going to be a better legislator than you. That should have been a response. But what the left is so, you know, they are so desperate for anything to get the black community to lean away from Trump. They rely on the anniversary of Charlottesville, where Trump said nothing wrong. They rely on this idea of racism of Donald Trump with some, you know, obscure piece of legislation back at 30, 40 years ago with his buildings, and overlook all of the awards the man has gotten, you know, for being a humanitarian and helping blacks. And what's ironic is that it didn't take 2 seconds, John, for them to go away from DeSantis, make Donald Trump have to distance himself from the comment, which means DeSantis is going to lose the race, because that's ultimately what they want.
Well, of course. And I wouldn't quibble with anything you say, and particularly this thing that the left is so quick to associate a comment like DeSantis is with black people, and we know they're the real racists. But I still find it wearying that, you know, DeSantis is clearly the better candidate. I mean, Gillum as a Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez socialist would drive Florida into the poorhouse. But I don't, I feel it's just tiring to have to go out and fight in DeSantis's favor when he knows.
Stop fighting.
He knows what the mob is like now,
look,
Kevin.
John, the mob is going to attack no matter what.
You don't have to help them.
Well, you know what? If it was a monkey today, it was going to be sneakers tomorrow. Who knows what the new code word is, what the new dog whistle is going to be, because the left changes the game all the time. They don't care. But it's, look, most of the things that they claim that Donald Trump is racist on is completely fake. It's completely, you know, they bring it up. But Hillary Clinton can literally go to the eulogize a member of the Klan, and they miss that. She can say, I hold Margaret Sanger in esteem, the woman who wanted to call black people human weeds, and they completely overlooked that. You act like this is a game that there's a chance for you to win. There are no rules where we win. So the only thing you can do is say, shut up, you bunch of monkeys. All of you are monkeys, not just you, not just Gillum and everybody else. All of you are monkeys for believing something that silly.
Yeah,
no Republican on the planet will refer to black people as a monkey. And the only people who've done it, John, are members of the Democratic Party. They've been doing it for decades.
I'm not arguing with you about that. You're absolutely right. But I can promise you that Kevin Jackson, as a black man, can say that. And if I say it as a white man, I'm going to get incoming like I haven't seen in years. And I think that it's pretty darn clear that, you know, a guy like DeSantis has to be careful. Otherwise, this gasping generation that's offended at everything is going to make his life miserable when it doesn't have to be.
We've been gasping for decades as conservatives. Look at what Trump's talking about with social media, what they're doing to us. Look at what the media does to us. 96% of our news comes from leftist sources, from Google searches. 92% of the media reports negative stuff against Trump when you're probably feasting right now. I know my stock portfolio is. So what do you mean? We are in an ideological battle. We've been getting our butts kicked. And every time we turn around, it's okay now. Let's not do new code words. Let's not say that. Let's not do that. To hell with that. Start doing it. Get in their faces. It isn't going to get any better unless people start standing up and saying, you know what? I'm not putting up with this crap anymore. That's my mission, the mission of my team. The reason why I fly around getting people to support what I do is because I'm sick and tired of everybody running because, oh, you might get called a racist. John, you will get called a racist. There's no
way
to do it. Yeah.
I've been called a racist not because I use words like monkey, and there's a whole bunch of others, but I won't bring them up, but because of my attitude and position about racial issues in this country. You get called a racist even if you don't use those words. The problem is people like Martha McCallum feel obligated to go on the air and defend him on this when, you know, he didn't have to put her in that position. He didn't have to put me in that position. I don't want him to. Just keep me out of the fight. I don't want to have to deal with it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of trying to defend guys when they put their foot in their mouth.
Well, the problem is that we're always going to be defending because there is no word that's going to work. You know, most people are afraid today to say black. When they're talking about a person, oh, African-American, what happened to black? Oh, I don't know if I can say it anymore. Kevin, is that offensive?
Well, what can you say offensive? Negro?
You can't say Negro. You can't say colored except unless you're with the NAACP. You know, look, there are no rules for us that work. Stop running from it. Stop. You're not defending anybody. What you need to be doing, what everybody out there listening to your program, to the John Gibson Show, it needs to be doing, is saying, I'm not taking it anymore. You're not going to tell me what to say, you know, whether you're telling me what the new definition of marriage is or the new definition of whatever is. You're not going to make me capitulate to your nonsense. And when we start doing that, these people don't understand. We're ready to stand up and fight for ourselves. But what we've done, John, over the last 5-6 decades is we've allowed the left to slow creep. It's no longer slow creep anymore. Now it is in your face. It is moving, not at glacial speed. It's moving like a freaking mudslide coming down the mountain, and it's gonna run over all of us. So stop doing it. There's nothing to defend in that statement. That's the first thing. And that's what everybody should be saying. He said nothing to defend unless you're a cross-burning member of the KKK Democrat Party that sees racism and everything, and you're a racist if you see in a statement like that that applies to black people. That makes you a racist.
Kevin Jackson, Fox News contributor, national radio host, theblacksphere.net, author of Race Pimping, and his movie coming up next month.
BleedingBlueMovie.com, John. BleedingBlueMovie.com.
BleedingBlueMovie.com. Kevin, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Take care, buddy.
I'll see you later. All right.
Wow.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.